gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Mother dear and daddy, but now they're in the land where angels dwell. They found eternal rest way up in heaven, where I find my reward for one to tell. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. Never done me wrong. Come closer while I pat your head, old Maxwell, 'cause there ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone. There ain't nobody gonna mourn for me too long. Won't you write these words upon my headstone? There ain't nobody gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Bluegrass there, and it's a great song. I really enjoy that. I must study up on the words, and we might do it at Back Porch Bluegrass sometime. That would be quite neat. Well, I'm going to feature a couple of tracks off an album called Trolley Days. The album is by Thomas Porter and Copper River Band, and the Copper River Band is a pretty good band, I tell you. Thomas Porter wrote all the songs on the album, plays guitar. He's a young man and does a fine job. His band, two players out of Sawmill Road, Dick Brown on banjo, Doug Bartlett on fiddle, and then Bob Denencourt, the bass player. He came to New Zealand several years ago with a band called X-Train, and they were really good fun, real nice guy. And Jim McGovern on mandolin. I don't know Jim, I haven't seen him play, I don't think, but they do a fine job of backing Thomas Porter. The two songs I've selected are Poor Sister Cry, which is an interesting title, isn't it? And that's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown. I think this is a great song because Dick Brown's playing banjo and he sure does play a fine, fine banjo. Thomas Porter and the Copper River Band.
Only my mother, my sister, and I. In a small, lonely cabin near the woods and the stream, we witnessed such terrible things. A man took an interest in mama so dear. She had been troubled and lonely for years. You came to our home and heard us while Mama was gone. In shallow, cool waters to run through the stream, where the willows cry sadly for sins they have seen. His face toward the heavens, in judgment he lies, for making my poor sister cry. I told my poor mama the deed I had done. Our bodies were beaten, our innocence gone. Slit him with my pocket knife for hurting my sister and I. In shallow, cool waters to run through the stream, where the willows cry sadly for sins they have seen. His face toward the heavens, in judgment he lies, for making my poor sister cried. God up in heaven, have mercy on me. No one to save us, it's all up to me. Never had planned it to take a man's life, but he made my poor sister cry. In shallow, cool waters to run through the stream, where the willows cry sadly for sins they have seen. His face toward the heavens, in judgment he lies, for making my sister cry, for making my poor sister cry.
Neck. banjo, Mr. Brown. Dare I say, the nicest one in town. It comes alive with strings on five, both up the neck and down. That's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown. It comes alive with strings on five, both up the neck and down. That's a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown.
I wonder if that ending was intended or it just happened that way. That's a great song, and Dick Brown does a superb job of playing banjo, and it is a fine, fine banjo, Mr. Brown. Sure as. That was Thomas Porter and the Copper River Band. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm enjoying playing you some of the songs that are on my shelves. There's still a whole bunch of songs that haven't got the little black dot beside them that show that they've been played on Back Porch Bluegrass. So I think the show will run for a little while longer yet. Haven't run out of material. If you're hungry, let's have some Courtney's Country Ham. This is from the album Dixie Banner with Tony Ellis playing banjo. And he had bluegrass origins, played with Bill Monroe for a couple of years, and is a fine bluegrass banjo player. But in more later years, he tends to go for the slightly slower song, more interesting tunes, plays fiddle as well, and comes up with some really nice tunes. And this is played with Tony playing banjo, Bill Ellis on guitar, that's his son, and mandolin is handled by Jack Herrick. Tony stayed at our place and Bill stayed at our place when they came to New Zealand a long time ago, probably 20-something years ago. Lovely guests, and he enjoyed playing my banjo too, and I've followed his music ever since. He's a fine picker and very imaginative, and so let's have some Courtney's Country Ham from Tony Ellis. Loves that low C string, doesn't he? And sounds great the way he plays it. That's Courtney's Country Ham, and I guess that might be a brand that you have over there, or whether it's a person who does their own ham, but it sounds great to me. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that's sitting on my shelves, just waiting to be played to an audience. And I appreciate all the people tuning in on the radio station that take it. Comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand, and it's syndicated around various access radio stations in Hamilton, as well as being played on Free FM at 10 o'clock on Tuesday nights. If you want to listen to live radio, it's on the Wellington Access Radio, it's on Radio Hawke's Bay, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM and the Waira Rapper, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio. Lots of stations throughout New Zealand take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night. Never know when you're going to hear it. Also, the access radio stations in Canada. New Zealand has a bit of a deal going with Canadian access radio stations, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, the Prince George in British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and also in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. I appreciate you being able to hear me on radio, and I hope you are enjoying my take on bluegrass music. Let's get on with the music that we're supposed to be playing. Here's the Nashville Bluegrass Band again. I Ain't Going Down, and this time it's got Roland White singing lead. Some driving bluegrass, don't they? Ellen O'Brien is such a good player, very tasteful. I really enjoy everything that the band does, and that was one good song. I must study up on that one. Well, if you're an instrumentalist and you're looking for a tune to do, there's nothing better than some of the old tunes, and there's no tune older than Turkey in the Straw. It's got origins way back in history, and it's been called all sorts of things, but it's just got a really interesting melody. So whether you play dobro or banjo or fiddle, mandolin or guitar or trumpet or whistle, Turkey in the Straw is a great tune to play. And we've got High Fidelity on the album Banjo Players Blues to play it. Karina Rose Logston does a fine version with the fiddle, but their banjo playing and the mandolin playing, guitar playing, all great. Here's a little bit of Turkey in the Straw for you. Melba, that for a version of Turkey in the Straw. There's a heap of looks going on in that song that are all worth learning, but I think it's way beyond me to play like that. I used to be able to play it carefully, but I don't think I could ever play at that sort of speed and get the notes in that they ever did. It's just a wonderful version. It's a good fun tune to practice on, though. Time for a gospel song. We've got to have a gospel song on Back Porch Bluegrass. And here's Hot Rice from many, many years ago. Tim O'Brien, mandolin, fiddle, lead vocals. Pete Wernick, banjo. Charles Sawtell on guitar. Nick Forster on bass. And we'll do a bit of harmony on the gospel songs especially. And it's called The Man in the Middle. Song should go with my Easter collection, so that when I'm looking for songs to play about Easter time, that song belongs there. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed my very bluegrassy show this time. Tune in again next week. There'll be another show, but we'll take it out with Dolly Parton doing a Lester Flatt song. It came out in the 1950s. I'll Sleep With One Eye Open. And would you believe that they, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, were banned from doing this song on the Grand Ole Opry, and most radio shows wouldn't play it because it was a bit too racy. And it's hard to imagine Flatt and Scruggs having that sort of trouble, isn't it? It got accepted in later years, and lots of people have done it. I'll Sleep With One Eye Open from now on. And here's Dolly Parton. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week.
So they say. Eboshi.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind. I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car. You were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do? Take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin. Don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant. Don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's. You know what I like? Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Bernie B.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.